Customer service management. In years past, customer management, sometimes called customer service management, meant primarily after-sales service and documentation. In distribution planning and control, Ross explains that the scope of customer management has expanded significantly to include technologies that enable real-time dialogue and feedback with customers at any point in the process. This enhances customer interactions and helps sellers to anticipate what customers will want next. For logistics, remember that your customers can be internal, departments, or other divisions in the organization, or they can be LSPs, B2B customers, and or consumers. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, customer service is 1. The ability of a company to address the needs, inquiries, and requests of customers. 2. A measure of the delivery of a product to the customer at the time the customer specified. Customer service is integral to any point of contact with the customer, as illustrated by the following scenario. A B2B wholesaler needs to return a cash register for warranty repairs. Customer service issues a return material authorization, RMA, and a shipping label after a short discussion about what is not working, going over a list of common error modes that the customer can fix on site. The box arrives at the repair department in rough shape, but the unit is intact. The troubleshooter determines that the problem was one of the easy-to-fix items on the list. The repair troubleshooter calls the company and explains why the return was unnecessary and is more than a little belittling to the customer. The cash register is returned to the customer in a new box without delay but with a service fee. The customer complains to the repairs manager about the person's attitude and the fee. The manager apologizes for the employee's attitude but does not waive the fee as it is in the contract. In this instance, the qualitative information about the transaction, rather than the more readily available quantitative data, reveals the causes of the poor customer service. Gathering qualitative data and feedback can provide a more thorough snapshot of how logistics is or is not meeting the unique needs of each customer. This example illustrates how inextricably linked a product is to the services that surround it and the manner in which the services are made available. The cash register is the core product, and it embodies the product features, technical aspects, quality, style, and ease of use. The service elements, which went somewhat awry in this transaction, include things that went well, such as the shipping assistance and prompt receipt, processing, and shipping back to the customer, and things that went poorly, such as a need to report poor package handling to the parcel service, rewrite the troubleshooting script, reduce confusion about the fee and warranty, and of course, improve the troubleshooter's poor attitude toward the customer, or not authorize this person to speak to customers. The fee policy should have been clearly communicated prior to the purchase and again prior to issuing the RMA. Even if the customer returned the unit in error, the person talking to the customer needs a patient tone while educating the customer. If the transaction had ended better, this customer would be more likely to be loyal and less likely to say negative things about the organization. How will you operate in your logistics role to champion excellent service to your customers and make sure that the little things that surround the product go right? Customer management is key to developing a satisfied and profitable customer base. Customer management is about being in tune with the spoken and implied needs of customers and making it easy to work with and do business with them. Every point of contact with customers is an opportunity to prioritize their needs, wants, and concerns about the products and services logistics has provided or can provide in the future.